לכולם.
הלילה is, if I'm not mistaken, אני לא טועה, Zayin Ador.
It's called the Tainas Tzadikim. It's מעניין.
Why is it that that Moshe Rabbeinu's Levaya, or his Ptira, Slicha, is a time of Tainas? And Lag Boimer is the Istalkus of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, is not a Tainus Adarabah. As a matter of fact, someone tried fasting on Lag Boimer, and Rabbi Shimon came to him in a dream and told him that don't fast, and he died shortly afterwards. He said, don't fast on Lag Boimer. It's Mamish Afuch. Why is it that it's this way? And I saw brought down that Rabbi Shimon is a nitzutz of the neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu, and because he was mashlim mistafkid, and we're going to leave that alone for now. But there's something else that happened. Zayin Adar is k'tzat yoter mefurusam because of the Gemara about Haman and everything. But there's another day, Tes Adar. Now that's what this great luach is about. This luach, you find out all these different things you don't know. You find out yotzites. You find out, it's called a tainet tzadikim. It's a tzadikim. Only special people fast on this day. Tes Adar is a day shenechlak Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. It was the day that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel got into their first machloikas. Selicha. Shulchan Aruch al shebo nechlaku Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. That was the beginning of the machloikas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. V'zadavar ma'anyen. It's interesting. I'd like to be mekasher the machloikas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel with the parashiyot Truma and Tetzaveh. Truma and Tetzaveh we have found right now. Well, it's test. It's my mamash ve'emtza Truma and Tetzaveh. I spoke about this a little bit in Mesifta Teres Yaakov Shana She'avra, last year. I don't remember if I mentioned this nukuda of the nechlak Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, but this is this etzem vort I said over there. Part of it I saw from Rabbi Avraham Shor, the Sefer Lekach Ve'alibov. This is Azay. Next week's parasha, it's also something that's k'tzat yoter mefursam. Next week's parasha, lo mofia, it doesn't appear the name of Moshe Rabbeinu. Me'az, that Moshe Rabbeinu was born, which was in parashas Shemois, until the end of Zois HaBrocha in Yedin Parsha. Bekol Parsha Mofi Hashem Moshe Rabbeinu. Chutz mi Parshas Tetzaveh. That's this upcoming week. And people are somewhat familiar with this Nekuda. And because Moshe Rabbeinu said, Mecheni no mi Sifrecho, by the Egel Azov, Kadosh Baruch Hu was furious. And Kadosh Baruch Hu said, that's it, I'm done. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, Mecheni no mi Sifrecho. I'll take the hit for Klal Yisrael. It was the ultimate sacrifice. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, no. But when a tzaddik says something, that has to be in the skyim, I feel a tzad, so Kodesh Baruch Hu ki'ilu erased Moshe's name from Parshas Tetzaveh. Doesn't exist. Moshe Rabbeinu's name is not Parshas Tetzaveh. Why Parshas Tetzaveh? The Goyin says, because that is the week of Moshe Rabbeinu's yortzeit. He passed away Zayin Adar, like we mentioned. Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, so the week of Moshe Rabbeinu's histalkos, Moshe Rabbeinu ki'ilu leaves, so he doesn't exist in that parsha. Parshas Tetzaveh is the one parsha from Shmois till Zois HaBrocha, Shelo Mofi Hashem Shel Moshe Rabbeinu. That's k'tzat yoter mefursam. Pachot mefursam, a little bit less famous, is that in this week's parasha, parashas Truma, lo mofia Hashem shel Aaron HaKohen. It's interesting. Aaron HaKohen, the whole parasha is talking about v'asuli mikdash, v'shachanti b'soicham, build the Beis HaMikdash, build the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash, and Aaron HaKohen's name doesn't exist, doesn't appear. What's going on over here? Makorekan. Okay, the difference between Parshas Truma and Parshas Tetzaveh. Parshas Truma is exclusively speaking about the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash. Parshas Tetzaveh is exclusively speaking about the big day kohuna. Those are the two different parshiot. And then it repeats itself in Vayakal and Pekudei, but this is where it first appears. Parshas Truma, this past week's parsha this morning, which Sammy Lane's so beautifully, I'm sure, was the Kelim of the Beis HaMikdash, and Parshas Tetzaveh is the big day Kohuna. For some reason, Aaron HaKohen does not have a chelek in the Kelim of the Beis HaMikdash, and Aaron HaKohen does have a chelek in the big day Kohuna. Ma pshat bazeh. So Rabbi Avraham Shor in the Sefer Lekach Ve'alibuv brings from the Arizal the following thing. Moshe and Aaron, these two brothers, they were the greatest duo ever. They were the dynamic duo, Moshe and Aaron. In what way? They complemented each other perfectly. Moshe Rabbeinu was a person who mamish lived in the heavens. He was like such a, he was a spiritual being. He was born in this world, and the world was full of light. And he was Nolad Mahul. Moshe Rabbeinu was the most perfect thing we've ever seen. Moshe Rabbeinu was able to go into the heavens and talk to angels, hold the Kisei HaKavod, go without eating or drinking. Moshe Rabbeinu was mamish. He was like, he was flying. That was Moshe. Aaron HaKohen was totally different ilk. He was made of a totally different, he was material. Aaron HaKohen was, he was a people person. Aaron HaKohen was what they call Amami. Amami in Hebrew means he's one of like, he's, you know, people talk to him. He is not like removed from everyone. He was Ayeves Abrius, Mekarvan Latoyra. He was always talking to people. He was doing Shalom Bayis seminars. He was making sure everyone is like, Kodesh Baruch Hu. Aaron HaKohen was one of those friendly people. He was like, everyone could relate to Aaron. He was the exact opposite of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, people were like scared of Moshe Rabbeinu. As a matter of fact, you couldn't even look him in the face because his face shined. He had to wear a mask. It's hard to talk to someone who's wearing a mask. And that was Moshe Rabbeinu. There was like a distance between Moshe Rabbeinu and everyone else. Moshe Rabbeinu, it was easier for him to talk to Malachim than it was to talk to people. And Aaron HaKohen, he spoke to people. That was who he was. The Zohar gives the following description and says Moshe Rabbeinu was Shushbina de Malka. And Aaron HaKohen was Shushbina de Matranusa, which means as follows. We got a shidduch going on here. There's a shidduch between the Melech, Malchei Amlochim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Am Yisrael. Now someone's has to escort HaKadosh Baruch Hu into this world. Someone's going to be able to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu down to this world. Who's going to be the Shushbina? Shushbina is the escort. When a Chasan Kala go to the Chuppah, there's always people that are escorting them. There's the Shushbinim, that's usually the parents, but Shushbinim. So who's the Shushbina de Malka? Who's the Shushbina of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Who's the Shushbina of the Melech? Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to Shemayim, and he brings HaKadosh Baruch Hu down. Am Yisrael is the queen. Am Yisrael is called the Matronusa, or the bride. Now, who is going to elevate Am Yisrael? Who's going to bring Am Yisrael closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Who is going to help Am Yisrael take a step towards Hashem? Who is going to be Mekarvam? Who's going to bring them closer? That's Aaron HaKohen. And it's an interesting thing. Moshe Rabbeinu's Avoida, the Sfasemis is Medayik, when Klal Yisrael was dealing with Dinei Torah, was they were standing Meha Boiker Ad Ha'erev. They stood in front of Moshe Rabbeinu, Meha Boiker Ad Ha'erev. And Aaron HaKohen, when he lit the menorah lit Me'erev Ad Boiker. So Moshe Rabbeinu was going from light to darkness, and Aaron is going from darkness to light. Get it again. Moshe Rabbeinu, when Klal Yisrael was in Parshas Yisro, Klal Yisrael was standing in front of Moshe, Me'boiker Ad Erev. Meha Boiker Ad Erev. And by Aaron, when he's lighting the menorah, is Me'erev Ad Boiker. So Moshe was going from light to darkness, and Aaron's going from darkness to light, says the Sfas Emes. Oh, he's the Pshat. Moshe Rabbeinu is bringing HaKadosh Baruch Hu down to this world. He's taking the light and bringing it a little closer to the darkness. Down in this world is the world of darkness. And Aaron HaKohen is taking people that are in the darkness and elevating them and bringing them closer to the light. And they're meeting somewhere in the middle. That's Moshe and Aaron. Now, these two midot of Moshe and Aaron, these two midot that exist, it's not just that one of them deals better with people, the other one deals better with spiritual beings or ruchnis. Moshe Rabbeinu was a bechina of tzadik yisoid olam, a bechina of din. Moshe Rabbeinu was din. Moshe Rabbeinu was able to live in the world of din. In order to deal with people, especially when you're dealing with people that are making mistakes, you need lots and lots of rachamim. You need lots of mercy. So Moshe Rabbeinu was living on a very high plateau. Aaron HaKohen was a person who was really, it was more flexible, Aaron HaKohen. And therefore, Moshe and Aaron where each one was trying to, like, in order to get the two of them together, Klal Yisrael and Kadosh Baruch Hu, we needed Moshe and Aaron together. These two parshiot, the parsha of Truma and Tetzaveh. The parsha of Truma is about the Klei HaMikdosh. The Klei HaMikdosh is Asuli Mikdosh v'shochanti b'soicham. Make for me a Mikdosh so I can dwell here. Make for a Mikdosh so I could be here. The parasha Truma is the parasha of Moshe Rabbeinu. It's the parasha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to come down into this world. V'asuli Mikdosh. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's bias is here in this world. That is the parasha of Moshe Rabbeinu, parasha Truma. Parasha Tetzava is the parasha of the Big Day Kahuna. Who wears the Big Day Kahuna? The Kohen, Klal Yisrael. And you know the Big Day Kahuna? Every single one of the begotim is mechaper on another chet, a different chet. The tzitz is mechaper on Aziz Metzach. And the me'il is mechaper on Gili Arayas. And every single thing that he wears, the choshen mishpat is mechaper al adinim. Every single one of the Big Day Kahuna is there to be mechaper for Am Yisrael. So parashas tzitzaveh is the parasha of Aaron HaKohen, Mikarva Matoiro. Let's bring Klal Yisrael better. A kapar for Klal Yisrael. Parashas Truma is for Moshe Rabbeinu. What does this have to do with Hillel and Shammai? Kacha. The Arizal says that Hillel and Shammai were actually a reincarnation of Moshe and Aaron. Moshe and Aaron. Hillel and Shammai. How is that? He says a remes. Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Lo ish dvorim anochi." I'm not a man of words. Moshe Rabbeinu says, "I have a hard time articulating myself." Lo ish dvorim anochi. Look at the sof tevot of that word. It's four letters, four words. Lo ish dvorim anochi. Sof tevot. Lo ish dvorim anochi is Shammai. Lo ish dvorim anochi is Shammai. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Hu yiyeh lecho lepeh. Reference to Aaron HaKohen. Hu yiyeh lecho lepeh. Rosh Tevois. Hu yiyeh lecho lepeh. Rosh Tevois. Hillel. Says the Arizal. Tachdish Arim also, Dachsach. Hu yiyeh lecho lepeh is Hillel. That's Aaron HaKohen. Is a nitzutz. Is a spark of Hillel. And lo yish dvar manoichi Moshe Rabbeinu on himself is Shammai. And I'm going to be Mazbir. Why is it that Shammai is Soif Tevois Moshe and Hillel is Rosh Tevois Hu Yiyeh Lecho Lepeh? Aaron. Tzazeh. Aaron HaKohen, who is a Bechina of Hillel, is Bechina of Hillel. That's how we paskin in this world. We paskin like Beis Hillel, not like Beis Shammai. Why do we pass like Beis Hillel, not Beis Shammai? Because we live in an imperfect world. The Maisa, without Midas HaRachamim, Ro She'en Ha'olam Miskayim, Katuv. The world we can't exist in Midas HaDin. We can't do that. We're too imperfect. And if we don't have a little bit of Rachamim, a healthy dose of Rachamim, we're gone. We're finished. So therefore, we have to pass like Beis Hillel. We can't live in Beis Shammai's stratosphere. It's too high up. The expectations are too much. So we pass like Beis Hillel. But Lasid Lavoi, it's going to come a day when we're actually going to paskin like Beis Shammai. Kacha Katuf. We're going to paskin like Beis Shammai. Why are we going to paskin like Beis Shammai? Because we won't need Rachamim anymore. Because we're going to make a tikkun. We're going to be Bishlemus. When Klal Yisrael is Bishlemus, now we can exist in the realm of Din, in the realm of Shammai. We can all be like Moshe Rabbeinu. So Lasid Lavoi, Basoif. Soif Tevoi Shammai, because Lasid Lavoi, we're going to be able to exist like Shammai. Lo ish dvar manoichi achshav, but it's going to get there. These are the two different midot, the midah of Hillel and Shammai. And Lamaisa, we need them to work together. If they would work in harmony, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai is mekarvon latoiro, and Beis Hillel is matrinusa shushbina demalka, to bring us down, then there would be perfection in this world. When it's Nachlak Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, it's Bein HaParshiot, between the parshas of Truma and Tetzaveh. We're now between the parshas of Truma and Tetzaveh. Right now, between the parsha of Moshe and the parsha of Aaron, which means between the parsha of Hillel and Shammai. And a person has to try to find the right balance. The balance is to try to live, exist in a realm of spirituality, a realm of ruchnius, which is Moshe Rabbeinu, and try to have expectations of himself, of godless, and try his hardest to live up to those expectations, and at the same time, try to reach out to his friends, and try to encourage them, and try to bring them closer and to elevate them. When it was Nechlak Beshama and Besilel, then there became this break. It represents the imperfection that we have in this world. And that's why it's a Tanis Tzadikim, and that's why it falls out bidyuk between Parshas Truma and Parshas Tetzaveh. And what our hope is that we'll be zoche, that Losid Lovoy will be zoche soon, that Klal Yisrael will be mesaken all of our midot, all of our chisronot, all of our blemishes, and then we'll be zoche to see the resurrection and the restoration of the Beis HaMikdosh, the resurrection of Moshe and Aaron, that Aaron HaKoyen is going to be Mishamish in the Beis HaMikdosh, and Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be there, and we'll celebrate together Chanukah's Beis HaMikdosh, the Binyan Beis HaMikdosh, B'mheira, V'yameinu, Amen.